a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
It says 7 after the hour. It doesn't say. It's always been something, as a former English teacher, that bothered me when people say, what time is it? It says, it doesn't say anything. It shows on a dial or on a digital position point that it's 7 after the hour. That's really what it is. And other than that, it's the day after Thanksgiving. And other than that, you're all full and you're all sleepy. I know my staff sounds like they've just... They've just retrieved themselves from the Black Lagoon. Ken Kessler is here. Happy Thanksgiving, post-dated. I guess I said that to you before. Thanksgiving, because for the first time in 20 years or more, the program wasn't live on Thanksgiving Day. But we have now circled around. I'm in Los Angeles, and it's time for us to get to some of the latest information in terms of, I suppose people want to talk about Black Friday. Yes, people want to talk about the Iranian deal. I know I had an argument with my family about Obamacare yesterday. How many people, honest and true? 888-30, what's the number? Now I haven't got it sitting in front of me. 888-302-3684. How many people had discussions that led to arguments about things that are somewhat political? My daughter and her husband don't share my political point of view. My son doesn't either necessarily, but there was a discussion about whether or not what's going on now is in the best interest of the country, and I think even grudgingly there was on the part of my daughter and her husband the agreement with my son and I. It wasn't about politics, actually. The discussion came down to not being about politics. It came down to efficiency and regulation and that sort of thing. So I guess we'll talk about that a little bit. Alex Baldwin is in the news because he got fired from MSNBC. People are interested in talking about that. I think that maybe doesn't reflect necessarily particularly well on them because of Martin Bashir and what deserves to happen to him. So all of these things in the mix here in this hour, plus some other things as well. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or to Ken at DougStefan.com. Also Twitter at Good Day. No, wait a minute. Twitter, yeah, at Good Day Show and Facebook.com. /Good Day. So what, looking at conversational threads, Kenny, is there a lot of conversation about just Thanksgiving things? People who are thankful for this, that, that. I think, by the way, to go back to an underscore that maybe happens, and my children and I were talking about this yesterday as well, what you are thankful for, when you acknowledge what you're thankful for, and to whom you acknowledge it. I just start my day, and my daughter does too, by, and I didn't know that, so it was good to learn that she has sort of the same philosophy, saying thanks, giving thanks, holding for thanks, whether it's at the beginning of the day, through the day, end of the day. You can always find something that you are really thankful for, and that's a good exercise, not just at Thanksgiving, but every day. All right, having said that, let's move into the latest on Iran. A lot of people debating the deal, the nuclear. I wanted to try to sound like George Bush. And I think I almost succeeded. The nuclear deal with Iran. In the meantime, Iran has invited inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to inspect their plant in an attempt to show good faith, I guess. They made the deal. They want to show that what the deal calls for is what they're doing. So the inspectors hurrying right over to Iran said, well, maybe we'll show up in a couple of weeks. What is there that takes so long? This is like the UN. It takes them forever to do anything, or government in general. All right, you want to make sure the plants are, they're doing what they're supposed to do in the plants, and the plants are on the wane. Then you get on a plane today, and you go there. From wherever they may be in the world, excuse me, they can get there in 12 to 14 hours. So why are they waiting for a couple of weeks? I think Congress, maybe they're gone, Kenny, for a couple of weeks. Let's see here. There was a big earthquake also in Iran last night near one of their nuclear plants. 8 people were killed, 59 injured. And there's always that question, especially when you think about how poorly, you know, people say nuclear energy, they talk about nuclear plants. There is such a difference in the way these things are built. To wit, remember Chernobyl? You know what happened around Kiev and all around the Ukraine during that whole, what was that, 25 years ago, 30 years ago? How long ago was that? The plant was built like out of cardboard in comparison to how our plants are built here in this country or the plants are built in Europe. I can't tell you that I know anything about it. If it was built by a European country, a European contractor, then I'm going to guess that the strength of it was pretty, you know, that it maintains its integrity. Other than that, all bets are off. So, at any rate, Kenny, what are people in general onto social media about?
Most of it is about Thanksgiving and about Black Friday. Excuse me. There are a couple comments about Iran. Tammy says, just wait. The Iranians are going to stick it to us again. If you believe their president, you better go in for a brain tune-up.
Really? That's not very positive. I think the jury's still out on that guy yet. I think you got to at least have some faith that some of this stuff will work. Anyway, what else? Anybody else have anything? Yeah, go ahead.
Harriet says, the sad thing is sanctions never hurt the government, just the people who are ruled by tyranny and force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do these people get to power under the circumstances? Think about that. We were talking about that a lot at Thanksgiving dinner. What did you talk about yesterday, Kenny, at Thanksgiving dinner?
Wow, you know, I don't even remember.
Lots of good conversation. All right. Yeah. All right. 888-302-3684. So as we do in this program, at least in this hour, Kenny has monitored a lot of news talk radio programs around the country. And granted, there aren't a lot of hosts that are on live or the regular hosts, but we found some, and there's some news talk television input. So we'll get into the conversation about the deal with Iran as we continue on Good Day, the day after Thanksgiving, 14 after the hour.
Hey, neighbor, do you have any tools for hanging decorations?
Oh, I can do better than tools. I can do half off almost anything $30 or less this Saturday.
Half off?
Yeah.
Wait, so $30 would be $15? $20?
Yep, you got it.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by Saturday, November 30th only and get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with coupon. Visit acehardware.com to print the coupon. Limit one per household. Must present coupon to redeem offer. See coupon for restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenClub for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Right. Oh, hey, it's sweaters here.
Hey.
Get us on your holiday list, girl.
Yeah.
Cashmere will put some cozy in your cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
Tunic can team up with your skinnies.
Yep.
And cable needs cocoa, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I forgot you, turtleneck.
Nice.
Don't be a pill. Ah, sweater humor. No, fine.
Something missing from your list? Like sweaters by Elle, Jennifer Lopez, or LC Lauren Conrad? Come to Kohl's Super Saturday for lots of great savings. And get Kohl's cash this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a soprano ukulele for just $25. And a kick-ass Yamaha portable keyboard for just $69. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale. Now through Sunday.
888-302-3684. All right, so let's get ourselves wrapped around some of the items that, as I said, come from some of the talk programs that we monitor. Here's host Bruce Wolf with Dan Prof talking to Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard about the deal with Iran.
I'm trying to think of why the president would come up with this Iran deal right now, which is getting panned by even the Democratic senators are panning it. And I'm wondering if this has something to do with, is similar to the nuclear option, allowing Iran to go nuclear, the nuclear option in the Senate, in that the president has been so destroyed by Obamacare and what's happened that he's just trying to jam in whatever he can of his agenda in before it's too late and he loses control of both houses of Congress.
Well, I think they may feel some urgency in that respect, yeah, not having a Republican to oversee and curtail his dreams of world peace, as he would see it. But I think he believes this in a way that's more worrisome. I think he deeply believes in the diplomatic outreach to our adversaries. He doesn't worry too much about supporting our allies. There's a piece in the New York Times yesterday, a friendly piece to the administration. It's, you know, this whole kind of old-fashioned view that's hard power matters, that maybe you need to really threaten some people who wish you ill. That's all kind of old-fashioned thinking. That was true for a decade after 9/11, but our world wants of diplomacy. I think he believes that, and that's actually a little more worrisome. And what's actually more worrisome still is that he really believes it in a way that it seems almost impervious to evidence. You'd think we've tested this proposition about being rather nice to our adversaries really works very well over the last 4 or 5 years, but he seems to still very much believe that's what we should do.
And with Iran and our new moderate friends in charge over there, we have the not demonstrated the ability to extract a political prisoner, a U.S. pastor who's been imprisoned and tortured for spreading Christianity in that country, but we're to believe that we're going to be able to get the Ayatollahs to suspend their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Right, and they've negotiated this deal with all kinds of loopholes, and it's not a good deal anyway. It doesn't remove a single piece of nuclear equipment from Iran, doesn't destroy any nuclear equipment. And, you know, we know what a serious dismantling of a nuclear program looks like. We did it in Libya. We took the structure of Kentucky and destroyed it. Even in Syria, which is a bad deal in many ways, chemical weapons aren't being moved out of the country. Chemical weapons production facilities aren't being destroyed. There's none of that in Iran. None of that seems to be anticipated. We're going to allegedly freeze the whole thing, have some expenditures, and that's going to reassure us that Iran's not going to break out to nuclear weapons. I mean, I think it's naive. It's so naive, you almost wonder. It's just wishful thinking. He doesn't want to use force. That's understandable, I suppose. No American president does. But so it's a bad deal. And the repercussions throughout the region and the world are also really terrible. I was in Japan, of all places, last week. And I was amazed how often they brought up the Middle East. And this is sending a signal that, can we count on you? And what do the Chinese think watching this? And sure enough, the Chinese on Saturday extended this their air defense zone, as they call it, over a bunch of Japanese islands and other neutral areas. And, you know, we had to fly a P-52 there through yesterday. I mean, this is what causes conflict, actually, in war. Ironically, it's the weakest kind of perception on the part of our adversaries that they can push us around. And at some point, we resist being pushed around, and that's how you do get into conflict.
888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a continuing focus on what's going on in Iran in just a few minutes here. This is Good Day at 21 after.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Very early this year, very interesting. That, the first night of Hanukkah was the Thanksgiving Eve. The same many people were celebrating Thanksgiving early. So the Festival of Lights is upon us the next 8 days. So happy Hanukkah to those who are celebrating it. Happy Thanksgiving to those who still want to be celebrating. And those of you who are like me are focused on what's going on in the world, let's get back to our discussion of the things that may affect you conversationally more about Iran. Here's a radio host, Ann Carroll, talking to political analyst Liz Peek about the deal with Iran and whether or not it's just a distraction to take our attention away from the problems of Obamacare.
My original reading of the first report I saw was, this, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this may have some merit to it. You know, we're going to have what the president called these intrusive inspections that, it's really going to at least put in neutral anyway the program they have going on there as far as creating weapons grade material and things like that. And then during the day, as the reaction started coming out and the analysis of what this deal was, it just seemed to get worse and worse and worse. And I think the cherry on top was when Chuck Schumer came out and said, Mr. President, we don't think this is a very good deal.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, I think, look, obviously the pro-Israel lobby, which is a term that they don't like use, but it is that, is pretty strong in this country. Most Americans support Israel, and you've got Netanyahu being first out of the box saying it's a terrible deal,
a historic mistake. Historic mistake, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, which is pretty strong language. So I think there are a lot of things that can be said. Unfortunately, I'm in the school that thinks that the president desperately wanted to turn the country's attention away from Obamacare, and this will do it to some degree. Unfortunately, most Americans really are not that passionate about foreign affairs, so they really care more at the end of the day about what their doctors are telling them about Obamacare, and that's not very positive. So, you know, this is, you remember the wag the dog notion,
right?
that Clinton went overseas and bombed some, you know, who knows what he bombed, really, some drug factory in the middle of nowhere to divert attention from his impeachment trial. I think this is a little bit the same thing, but at the least, it's small beans.
888-302-3684, Friday, November 29th upon us on the Good Day program. Let's finish off our conversation about the Iran deal with a pretty interesting way of summarizing it as to how it affects you. John Gambling talking to Tom Closer from GasBuddy.com about how this deal may affect us at the gas pump.
I would think then with this amount of energy that we are producing here in the United States, it could be one of the reasons why, because of this Iranian deal, that the Saudis are so upset. They're upset, obviously, about their security with their neighbor Iran, but I suspect they're a little nervous, too, because the petrodollar is not quite as plentiful as it used to be.
Yeah, they're a little nervous. They did say this week that they were going to continue. They weren't going to cut back on production. They've become kind of the great meddlers in the Middle East, and of course, they're not exactly bosom buddies with Iran, so they may not be thrilled by that. But let me put the Iranian news in perspective. The sanctions that were put on Iran or placed on Iran really went into effect in July of 2012. We lost about 1.5 million barrels a day of Iranian exports. The United States has increased its production by more than that amount in 18 months. So it's really still a pretty neat story in North America with finding oil at very profitable numbers for very, you know, to make some people very, very wealthy and bringing it to market. We don't see it that much on the coasts because we've always been dependent so much on imports here. But if you were traveling to, let's say, Branson, Missouri, or the Rockies this weekend, you'd see gas prices probably $2.75, even $2.60. So it's the interior of the country that's really being the beneficiaries of this.
All right, boys and girls, you'll be excited to know that Obamacare is up next year on the Good Day program, 28 past the hour.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man, like a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit for just $199, or 12 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $25. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale, now through Sunday.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream, absolutely free, with this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes. 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
And we're back, but not for long. This Saturday only at Old Navy, the whole store is 40% off. 40% off coats, 40% off jeans, 40% off everything in store. This Saturday only at Old Navy. Plus, what's behind curtain number one? Half-zip pullovers. This Saturday only, they're just $7 for adults, $5 for kids. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
November 29th, last of the month, last of the 11th month. My God, time. Ken Kessler and I are here monitoring what's going on conversationally, what has happened the last 24 to 48 hours conversationally, a lot of talk radio programs, and certainly Black Friday is something that is of consideration. We'll get to that after we spend some more time, yes, boys and girls, on the number one item this week conversationally in News Talk Radio World, also the number one item this week, number one item this month, and the number one item this year, and that's the continuing focus, mostly criticism, aimed at Obamacare. Here are our host Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill from a program that Kenny monitored, talking about Robert Ford, the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, and his comments about Obamacare.
Did you know that Rob Ford, the embattled mayor of Toronto, is now an expert on our Obamacare?
That's great.
And so he was on with the O'Reilly Factor with the O'Reilly correspondent Jesse Waters, and they sat down and talked about him and then talking about Obamacare. He wants us to know, and this is classic, he's not an addict or anything of that nature. He's a little rough around the edges.
Did I go out and party sometimes? Yes. I'm only human.
You partied a little harder than most people.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Some people would say...
Well, most people don't smoke crack when they party.
On a Friday night, if I know I have nothing planned the next day, maybe once every 2 months, which it usually is, yeah, I'll drink. I'll have a big party.
Cut loose.
Cut loose.
You smoke crack?
No, I don't smoke crack.
You did one time?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't have to say that. I came out and said it. And then they started dropping all these videos. And then the police are following me around with planes, and I've never been charged. This is the biggest coup that you have ever seen in North America. Am I politically crack? No. Am I a little rough around the edges? Absolutely. I call a spade a spade.
And so they brought up Obamacare.
You're not an Obama supporter, are you?
No. No, I'm not a lefty, I'm a righty. Come on, some of the stuff you guys are doing down there to me, are you crazy?
What,
you
think? Obamacare?
Yeah, is that crazy?
You're not an Obamacare
supporter. Come on.
And
he's asking us if we're crazy.
Right, he's enjoying the limelight.
Are you having fun right now?
I'm loving it.
You're liking this?
I'm loving this. My record speaks for itself. I apologize for my mistakes. I'm only human. I can't change the past. What it is, it is.
And so, Don, if you look at this, Rob Ford, who admitted to smoking crack, his approval rating is higher than the president, who now has pivoted, and he's gone down to San Francisco to raise more money for Democrats and try to now shift over to immigration reform because they did such a great job with health care that now everybody's going to jump on board with the immigration plan. You know, I voted for this guy, and I wanted to believe. I haven't had the hope poster up on my in my cubicle for a while.
Yeah, really, where did that go, by the way? You did have a...
The glass got broken somehow, so and they took away our cubicle, so it's now under my desk. But... The point is like, I'm super discouraged as a guy that thought Obama could get something done. And so if we're a laughing stock to Rob Ford, that I think is saying something. If we now have become the butt of the joke from a guy like Rob Ford, the crack smoking mayor, then I think we're in real trouble. And to try and get try to get immigration reform on the docket right now when they've done such a wonderful job with healthcare, just seems like it's really, he's in the bubble and he's out of touch with America.
Would you describe the president as being out of touch with America? I would. 888-302-3684. I think that was sort of the focal point of my conversation, my Thanksgiving conversation with my children. It was basically about how out of touch and how poorly run the country is, and pretty much everybody agrees with that, no matter what your stripes are. 888-302-3684. Just, by the way, we started the hour, if you didn't join us until just recently, with a discussion about where the Iran nuclear talks are. Certainly, we're interested in talking about your Thanksgiving holiday, a lot of travel problems, and I don't know if I want to focus on all the problems, but if you're talking about problems, the biggest problem is what's going on with Obamacare or isn't. Here's another talk radio host named Angela Hill, along with her co-host Patrick Taylor. They talk about they're actually on the line with one of their listeners who's concerned about what the Affordable Care Act will mean to the listener. He has a small business.
How about Angelo?
Good afternoon. I appreciate you taking my call. I read recently if you're an employer, less than 50 employees, and you offer health care to your employees, there's some additional benefit through the Affordable Care Act. Is that correct? And that the benefit that you get actually increases the fewer employees that you have.
I think what you're talking about is if you were to buy insurance on the shop exchange.
Okay. In the same article, I read that if you have less than 10 employees and you do not offer any type of health care benefits to them, and one of the employees is eligible for a subsidy, that the employer has to pay for that subsidy?
No.
That's not correct?
That is not correct.
What would be the employer's... I'm a small employer, and I don't have the ability to offer any kind of health plan. What is any mandate small employers, a plumber, electrician...
There are no mandates whatsoever. If you have less than 50 full-time equivalent employees, it sounds like you do, you are not required to do anything.
All right, that was a good explanation. Actually, I thought that was a pretty good conversation. 888-302-3684. The idea here on this program is to bring you as much as we can find of both sides or all sides of an argument or a discussion. You have your opinion, I have my opinion, Kenny has his opinion. Interesting to let it shake out. But more often than not, I hear from most of you, and I get a lot of email, and there's stuff aimed at me on Facebook.com/Good Day that leads me to believe that you appreciate the fact that here you're going to get as much as we can find the information from both sides. I know I am. I read three different magazines when it comes to politics. I read Newsmax, I read Reason, and I read Mother Jones, because if I'm going to get all points of view on most of the issues like this anyway from looking at all three of those, and then what makes sense. You know, there's usually this broad spectrum. It's kind of like when you're negotiating on a contract and you want $100,000 and they only want to pay you $50,000. Well, somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 is liable to be the number that you agree on. That's what negotiation is all about. Something that is sorely lacking now by most observations with the people on both sides in Washington. Washington, and that's why people are so fed up. How much of your conversation this weekend was about politics and your ire and just being worn out at the continual focus on government and taking in rather large, big portions away from your freedoms? 888-302-3684. Talk host Kevin Thomas with the Attorney General from Nebraska, John Brunning. They are, Nebraska and other, I guess the other attorneys general, are bringing the Obamacare case back to the Supreme Court. No date set yet, but here's sort of an explanation as to what really will happen.
I've got to think that you're pretty pleased to have the Supreme Court say that, okay, we'll hear this case because Nebraska has had some involvement in this, and I want to lay this out so everybody knows exactly what we're talking about. The religious objections have been made by a couple different groups. I know that Hobby Lobby is probably the most high profile, but there's another one, Conestoga Woods Specialties, that has also had a case. Those are going to be joined together, and Nebraska has signed on onto this in what way?
Well, we filed an amicus brief along with others supporting Hobby Lobby. You know, essentially what this case is you've got two challenges to the federal government's requirement that employers provide birth control. That includes abortion-inducing drugs. So for the first time, you have, you know, with Hobby Lobby, for example, it's owned by the Green family. The Green family are the Christian family, and they've said they want to run their business in a Christian way, and they also have a chain of Christian bookstores, and they say, listen, we don't want to be open on Sunday. We want to close early and let our employees go home so they can be with their families. And by the way, we don't want to pay for abortion-inducing drugs or contraceptives. It's part of their religious belief. The Department of Justice has said that doesn't matter, that they have to provide these types of services as a part of their health care plan. So it's really a First Amendment case. I mean, this thing's not necessarily about abortion. This is about freedom of religion and the freedom of the Green family to run their corporation in a way that's consistent with their religious beliefs.
So as I've read something about this over the last year or so, this is not a new case. It's been going on for a while now. But as we've seen lower courts make decisions on this, how has that gone leading up to the Supreme Court?
Well, I mean, it's gone a number of different ways. There were 40 different cases out there, including one that I filed here in Nebraska, and I'm actually sitting here right now in my kitchen with my good friend Father Steve Tomlinson, who's a Catholic priest and has helped me kind of put together Nebraska's case. Some of these other cases moved much faster, and so that's why they're at the court. We have a split in the circuits, and that's typically what causes the Supreme Court to be interested in a case. We've got the Third Circuit and the Tenth Circuit saying different things, and so, you know, these cases move along. But in Hobby Lobby's case, the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, you know, they had a preliminary injunction against the health law last summer, and then the Department of Justice appealed the ruling to the Supreme Court. So, you know, the Supreme Court typically takes, when there's a split in the circuits, they'll take it and decide it. But this is a piece of the Obamacare law that says every single employer, regardless of whether they whether it violates their religious beliefs, has to provide contraceptive coverage, has to provide abortion-inducing drugs. And the Green family that owns Hobby Lobby just said, we're not going to do it. We're not going to pay for that. We don't believe in abortion. We're not going to pay for abortion-inducing drugs. So regardless of whether you're for or against abortion, and I happen to be pro-life, very against abortion, but regardless of whether you are or aren't, at the federal government can say, we're going to make you do this. I mean, remember, whatever your religious beliefs are, you might be next. When the federal government decides to, you know, force you to do something. So this, to me, is a very, very important case for the future of our country.
16 before the hour. The latest on this, by the way, the administration announcing a one-year delay in a major element of this new health care law that would allow small businesses to buy insurance online for their employees through the new federal marketplace. It was another setback for the rollout, and in part, this is... is it piling on? Are we now guilty, those of us who talk about these things on the radio, or those of you who are interested in knowing what's fair or thinking what's fair, are we piling on? Is there too much criticism of Mr. Obama and of Obamacare? Food for thought, 888-302-3684. A little more on this as time allows, and then we're going to spend some time talking about Black Friday as this hour continues of Good Day. Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best cold season tip brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is a number one New York Times bestseller and first-time novel written by Ransom Riggs.
Well, the idea sort of came to me because I started to stumble across bins of old random photos at flea markets and swap meets and things, which they have many of here in California. And I would shuffle through these old photos and I would find photos that I thought were really beautiful and had just been abandoned. And I started to buy them for, you know, 25 cents or 50 cents a piece. And eventually I got a little collection and I wanted to invent stories about them. The question I get more than any other is there a sequel and when's it coming out? So the sequel to Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is coming out in January 2014, and we'll explore the world a lot more, the peculiar world. We'll meet a lot more peculiar children. We'll see a lot more time loops. And there's a lot of action and danger and everything that made the first book what it was. So I'd like to read just a little bit from Miss Peregrine 2. We rode out through the harbor, past bobbing boats weeping rust from their seams, past silent juries of seabirds roosting atop the barnacled remains of sunken docks, past fishermen who lowered their nets to stare as we slipped by, uncertain whether we were real or imagined, a procession of waterborne ghosts, or ghosts soon to be.
Novelist Ransom Riggs. The sequel to the New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is coming in January. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
All righty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. Well, one time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven, too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. Let's finish off our conversation in this hour of Good Day with a focus on the Affordable Care Act by listening to a conversation between host Rick Daniels and Senator Mark Warner of Virginia about the financial concerns people have regarding the Health Care Act.
Is this thing fiscally, I mean, is it going to work? Because it seems right now like too many, we're not putting enough people that actually have money. I don't see how Rick understands.
The original assessment of the bill was that it was going to save money over the long haul. And the reasons I will hold it, how's that possible? Well, part of this was to get people out of the emergency room, which is the most highest cost basis of delivering health care, into kind of more permanent medical home. Now, let's acknowledge, the rollout of this website has been a complete mess up.
Yeah, nobody can say that.
This is family radio, or I would give right. the worst description. And, you know, as a former IT guy, I have been, you know,
It ain't rocket science, it's a relational database.
Trying to make a relational database work in a comprehensive way, you know, there ought to be some changes made. This has been more than embarrassment. It has really hurt this program. I would point out that, you know, if you look over the last 3 years, healthcare costs on a national basis have started to come down a little bit. Now, is that due to the recession? Is that due to Obamacare? I mean, time will tell. I mean, the thing I have said to people all along was, even when I was voted for this to start with, I said, this is a very imperfect bill. we're not 100% sure it's going to work or not. The one reason I voted for it was I knew that the status quo was going to bankrupt the country. We just couldn't continue to have health care costs rise as quickly as they were rising.
All right, so there's a good wrap on Obamacare. Up next, Black Friday in consideration on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, day after Thanksgiving. Hello. I think a happy Thanksgiving is still appropriate. Ken and I are monitoring what's going on and conversationally trying to bring you up to date. A few fears about consumer reluctance have brought a lot of stores into ordering fewer toys, and toy shipments to stores in the U.S. in the past few months are down by 2% from last year, according to the Retailers Association. The major chains, Target, Walmart, Toys R Us, say that they ought to be fine. But some stores say that they are already out of some of the more popular toys, like the Rainbow Loom and Hogwild's Atomic Power Poppers. Retailers likely worried that the prediction that revenues from holiday shopping will be down. The reason, and as a matter of fact, 30%, according to a survey I saw yesterday in one of the newspapers, I was reading the L.A. Times yesterday, I think what I saw was, Kenny, 30% of shoppers expect to spend less this holiday season on toys. On toys, not necessarily on gifts, but just on toys. So let's bring ourselves around to a general sort of consumer conversation about Black Friday. Here our hosts, Jack Harris and Todd Webb, talking about Trey. They're talking actually to Trey Bodge, who is from the retail Me Not. What is this? Me Not. What is Retail Me? Oh, Retail Me Not. I don't know this website. Kenny, what can you tell me about RetailMeNot.com? What is that?
This was
first time you've ever.
Check it out.
Yeah, all right. So let's check this conversation out between these two. Focus basically is Black Friday deals.
I understand you have some great ideas for getting the best Black Friday deals.
I do. And my advice to consumers is to create a strategy. These shopping days are going to be very hectic and crowded, of course, and you can't buy everything on Black Friday. So the greatest deals will be in electronics, also entertainment items like DVDs and video games, and also in clothing and accessories. So take a look at your list and focus on those items only, and then you can really take advantage of the best Black Friday deals.
Are there really great deals on Black Friday, Trey?
way, or is this one of those things where if we waited a little longer, the closer we get to the actual Christmas day, we get a better deal?
Well, that's a great question. I think in the three categories I named, you will see very deep discounting. So it is worth taking a look, especially if you like shopping in store, you like that touch and feel experience. However, if you prefer to shop online in the comfort of your own home, Cyber Monday is a fabulous day for online shopping. And it, last year it was the biggest shopping day online in history, and we expect it to beat itself next year. So I think Cyber Monday is a great option as well if you prefer to shop online.
What a lot of people do is they go out to these big box stores, they check out the items they want and get the price on them and things like that, and then they make notes, and then they go to Cyber Monday and wait and buy them online, or go right home and buy them online.
And you know what? That's actually what's great about holiday shopping this year. I think in 2011 and 2012, there was this battle between online and in-store. And now what retailers have done is they've embraced the fact that consumers like to shop in both ways. And they're creating an atmosphere for the consumers so they can shop in the way that they prefer. So there will be great deals online. There will be great deals in-store. And it really depends on how you personally like to shop.
Trey, is this going to be the first year that the people buy more cyber deals than actually going into the brick-and-mortar stores?
I don't think so. Online shopping really only accounts for about 10% of shopping in total, and it is obviously moving upwards every year as more and more Americans become more comfortable with shopping online, but I think we've got a long way to go in terms of online shopping beating out in-store shopping.
But is it imaginable that it could overtake the big box store someday? Yeah, I think it is. Here is a host talking to a woman on the air, a caller who camped out for 3 days to get special deals on a television.
This is from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Bethlehem woman camps out at Best Buy 3 days before Thanksgiving to save $500 on a TV. It's from the Lehigh Valley newspaper. Camping out for Black Friday deals is a tradition for Doreen Pergigan. But the Bethlehem resident is stepping up her game this year to take advantage of Thanksgiving Day sales. She has been braving the elements since about 1 p.m. Monday outside Best Buy, outside of Best Buy in Southmont Shopping Center. Her goal? To secure a 55-inch high-definition TV, originally priced at $1,000, for $500. Now check this out. Her 22-year-old son, who's getting the TV for Christmas, lucky kid. Mom, if you're listening, how come you never got me a TV when I was 22? Is her motivation for spending more than 72 hours in line?
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Poll today, when did you start shopping on Black Friday? That's at DougStephan.com. Did you start yesterday, last night? Early this morning, are you headed out later today? Questions and answers from Good Day at 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.